The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the July issue of Scout Life. And we have right on the cover picture of Olympic star Simone Biles, along with her few other Olympic competitors, and looks like that's snowboarding and track and field. And on the cover it says the 2021 Summer Olympics feature the best of the best. Boy Scouts of America, how to avoid nasty insects. He saved his neighbors from a fire. And plus, comics, jokes, and much, much more. We're going to begin here on page as we go through the lineup for this month. The departments, we have Hitch and Rack, Heads Up, Ask the Gear Guy, Scout Life Headliners, Fitness First, Religious Emblems, What's Up on ScoutLife.org, Reader Favorites, Think and Grin. For our comics, we have Mages and More, Lion Pride, Tiger's Adventures, Wolfgang, The Bear Bunch, We Blows Woody, Dink, Duff, and Desi, Pee Wee Harris, Pedro, Scouts in Action, and more Scouts in Action. Feature articles on page 12, we have Faster, Higher, Stronger. Here's your Summer Olympics preview. Features, page 16, Gear Guy, Don't Bug Me. Try these tricks in gear for avoiding biting insects. Page 18, Fiction, Off the Hook, Part 1. Scouting Around, page 22, News and Note from the Scouting World. Page 24, Let's Look at National Parks in this special Cub Scout section. Page 28, Make Father's Day Gifts. Father's Day is June 20th. Dad will be one happy guy with one of these cool gifts. Page 42, Scouts Life, How to Make It, Board Game. Well, let's go ahead and begin. Page 2. Hitch and Rack. Pedro answers reader mail. Hey, Pedro, just wondering, why does the chicken wear a mask and why is he in every Wacky Adventures of Pedro Comics? That's from Jonathan G. D. in Johns Creek, Georgia.
Is Steve the Chicken really in every comic? I never noticed. Must be he is so hard to recognize in the mask.
Dear Pedro, here's what I don't get. What's your problem with us seeing the boss? That's from Will R. from the Internet.
For one thing, Steve's mask wouldn't even come close to fitting on the boss. And trust me, you want him masked up so much. Cheese!
Hello, alpha-eating, tumbleweed, taco-munching male burrow. Is Steve the Chicken an employee at Scout Life? He's like a feathered spy. Scout Life? Ally? Bandit? Plumber? Doctor? And who knows what else? Chicken. Thanks for being the magazine that I watched the mailbox for hours waiting for. That's from Ben K. in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Spy? The Scout Life spy. Yeah, hence the mask. It all makes sense now. And thanks for all those hours of waiting, Ben. We appreciate you.
Dear heavy-bellied burrow of mail, I know you love to eat. I do, too. Chicken is my absolute favorite. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There are chicken kebabs, chicken creole, chicken gumbo, pan-fried, deep-fried, stir-fried. There's pineapple chicken, lemon chicken, coconut chicken, pepper chicken, chicken soup, chicken stew, chicken salad, chicken and waffles, chicken burger, chicken sandwich. And from Anna G. in Boulder, Colorado.
And there's Steve the Chicken.
Anna, don't forget Steve the Chicken.
Oh, wait.
Dear TWPBJ Sandwich Loving Pedro, how would you like it if I sent you the recipe for our age-old tumbleweed chicken noodle soup? I think you'd love it. That's from Nathan D. in Denver, Colorado. TWCN
soup, Nathan? Chicken's not for me, but I hear there's a girl near you in Boulder who would be all over that recipe. See the previous letter. June is Great Outdoors Month, and July is National Park and Recreation Month. It's the perfect time to get outside and explore. Turn to page 36 to see how you can share your best outdoor moments with Scout Life. The picture here is Double Arch in Arches National Park, Utah. Heads up, what's going on? See it in Space Jam. A new legacy. Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James and your favorite Looney Tunes team up to remake the 90s classic Space Jam basketball movie, but with a modern-day twist. Catch all the hooping action in theaters or on HBO Max on July 16th. Rated PG. July 28th is National Water Park Day. June, July. Calendar. June 1st is Say Something Nice Day or Don't Say Anything at All. June 20th is Father's Day. Get your presents ready. Flip to page 28 for gifts you can make yourself. June 24th is National Tell an Old Joke Day. Visit jokes.scoutlife.org to find your favorite. On this date, June 1st, 1938, Superman debuts in Action Comics number 1. June 16th, 1884, America's first roller coaster opens at Coney Island, New York. And July 8th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence is read in public for the first time. Watch it. July 23rd through August 8th, athletes from around the world are scheduled to showcase their talent in the 56th Summer Olympic Games. Turn to page 12 for the scoop. Space, heads up. All about the rare Ring of Fire. On June 10th, the annular solar eclipse, also known as the Ring of Fire, will pass over the North Pole. It's the only such eclipse that will take place in 2021. It's also the first time since 2012 that an annular eclipse will be seen in North America. This phenomenon happens when the moon passes between Earth and the sun, leaving only the sun's outer edges visible. The annular eclipse will mainly be visible in Canada, Greenland, and Russia. The northeastern part of the United States will get to experience a partial eclipse. Everyone can watch the Ring of Fire at go.scoutlife.org/Ring of Fire. The next Ring of Fire eclipse will occur in October 14, 2023, and will cross over Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. National Moon Day is July 20th. On this day in 1969, NASA's Apollo 11 spacecraft carried the first humans to the moon. Shortly after landing, astronaut and Eagle Scout Neil Armstrong stepped onto the lunar surface, becoming the first person to walk on the moon. Heads up, read it. The Illustrated Encyclopedia, Elements, Leonard, My Life as a Cat, Behind the Scenes at the Zoo, Road Trip and Activities Travel Journal for Kids. Fast facts, heads up. Pupils with a purpose. Some animals have weird and uniquely shaped eye pupils, giving them certain survival advantages. Octopuses have pupils shaped like crescents, squares, rectangles, dumbbells on the letters U and S. Each shape lets light enter their eyes from different directions at once. Chameleons have round pupils which allow their eye to perform the zoom cameras. Crocodile pupils are vertical slits that help measure the distance to prey. Their eyes contain crystals which act as sunglasses in the daytime and mirrors at night. Frogs can have pupils shaped like triangles, stars, or hearts. These shapes help them follow fast-moving insects. Some geckos have pupils that resemble zippers with pinholes precisely controlling the light entering their eyes. And finally, whale sharks have oval pupils. They also have tooth-like structures growing directly on their eyeballs, which protect their eyes because they don't have eyelids. Heads up, collecting, page 8.
I collect Rubik cubes from many brands such as Gan, Dayan, and Moyu. Also, I can solve the Rubik's Cube in 13 seconds. That's from Nicholas R. in Coleman, Alabama. Good job, Nick. I have a collection of pocket knives. My favorite is a $110 knife that I got from staffing my troop summer camp during the pandemic. That's from Nicholas N. in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. My brother and I enjoy collecting Army Men toys. So far, we have 225, and we love playing with them. That's Caleb and Jackson Y. in Kennewick, Washington. I collect snow and water globes. Some of them are souvenirs from places I have been, and others represent different holidays. I have more than 130 globes. That's from Charles West S. in West Point, Georgia. I collect fossils and World War artifacts. I also have a coin that's about 120 years old. That's from Jonah B. in Wahia, Hawaii. And finally, I started collecting Pokemon cards about 3 years ago. I currently have around 536 cards. That's from Ali M. in Lansing, Michigan. Ask the Gear Guy, heads up, what sleeping bag should I use if I don't want the heat to get to me? That's from Gus in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, here's the answer. Many factors affect a sleeping bag's comfort. Rectangular or mummy design, temperature rating, down or synthetic insulation, it can be tough to find the right fit. Your easiest solution can be to simply unzip your sleeping bag when you get too hot. However, manufacturers are working on features so you can be snuggled up yet stay cool and comfortable. A few such sleeping bags I've checked out actually include Climate KSB35 sleeping bag, Zambivi bed, 29 degrees synthetic, Sea to Summit Ascent Down sleeping bag. The Climate has a mummy hood with a draw cord to keep your head warm and can unzip from the bag's top or bottom, providing airflow. There's also a stash pocket inside the bag. You can spread out with the Zen Bivy. It's actually multiple pieces, a top quilt with a fitted sheet and hood that wraps around an air mattress, mattress sold separately. Connect them with a series of clips to bundle up or unhook them for a roomy night's sleep. The Ascent zippers can be configured so you can fold down the top third of the bag or unzip it completely. The bag also includes a foot vent to cool off on a warm night. Stuff we like. Polar Bear Backpack Cooler. The Polar Bear Backpack Cooler is designed to keep ice frozen for 24 hours in 100-degree heat. I poured about 8 pounds of pellet ice into this insulated backpack along with a few drinks and placed it directly in the sun for 6 hours on a 90-degree day. When I checked on it, more than half the ice was still frozen and my drinks were still chilled with no leakage or sweating on the outside of the bag. This 18-inch tall backpack would be great for carrying cold drinks or food on any day hike. Its wide straps and padded backrest make carrying it very comfortable. To find out more about this, go to go.scoutlife.org/polarbear. Last question. I use a tote for my gear because I can't afford a backpack, but it doesn't fit in my troop's tents. What do I do? That's from Henry in Greenwood, Indiana. Answer, well, first, kudos on your resourcefulness. Second, you're going to have to be a little more resourceful because it's impractical to drag around a bulky tote box, especially on backcountry treks. Check online for deals on gently used gear. For new packs, search around the end of the year when the discontinued models go on clearance. If you can't wait, take a look at technical packs, which typically are bigger than a day pack but smaller than a traditional backpacking pack. A few I've looked at are BattleBox, Spartan, Martington 40L, Outdoor Vi 80, Moly Waterproof Backpack. The BattleBox, which you can buy separately or as part of the company's monthly gearbox subscription, features a full mesh back for breathability and a thick padded hip belt. It can hold 32 liters of gear and has interior pockets, including one of a hydration bladder. The Martington holds 40 liters and includes 3 front pockets to put away your gear inside and plenty of adjustable strap for hanging gear on the outside. It has a couple of side sleeves, which are great for sliding in a water bottle or flashlight. The outdoor Vi bag is the largest, with 80 liters of storage. It also has a few extra pockets and some mole webbing to attach accessories. Up to the challenge. Scout Life Headliners. Star Scout lets nothing stop him. Reed Kotelik, age 11, hometown, The Woodlands, Texas. His scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 777, The Woodlands. Reed made headline for overcoming cerebral palsy and cortical visual impairment to succeed in athletics, service, and riding. Reed won 33 Amateur Athletic Union track and field national medals, including 9 national championship titles. He also competes on the United States lacrosse team. In 2016, Reed was named National Ambassador for the Make Lemonade Foundation for Cerebral Palsy, through which he advocated on Capitol Hill for research funding. Reed has also self-published 2 books, Running with Reed, Be a Better Somebody, and Running with Reed, Challenge Yourself, proceeds of which benefit numerous charities. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. Go to goscoutlife.org/headliners. Kid Reporter, Wiblo Scout writes nationally. What kids are saying about the new president? Paint Memphis brings color to the city. So we're talking about Varun Kabra. His hometown is Memphis, Tennessee. His scout rank is Wiblo Scout, Pack 341 in Memphis. Varun made headlines as an official kid reporter for Scholastic Kids Press. Varun is one of 45 students who write news articles for Scholastic Classroom magazines, which are distributed to more than 25 million students nationwide. He believes in the motto, the more you read, the more you learn, and he encourages kids to read and learn as they grow. Next, we have Samuel Everson, age 17, hometown, Valencia, Pennsylvania. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 400, Mars, Pennsylvania. Samuel made headline for winning the 2020 Western Pennsylvania Positive Athlete Award for Boys Alternative Sport. The award is based on character and positive influence. Sam serves as captain of his school fencing team. Kelly Danish, age 11, hometown Morris Township, New Jersey. His scout rank is Troop 1936, Morristown, New Jersey. Kelly made headlines for her Flags of Gratitude service project, which recognizes community health care workers, first responders, and essential workers during the pandemic. She has created and delivered thousands of flags, proceeds from which go to local restaurants to provide meals for the community. She has also raised funds for Help Morris Now, an organization that helps feed those in need. Good Grief, a charity for grieving children, and St. Hubert Animal Welfare, a charity that helps homeless and abused animals find homes. And finally, we have Jacob Webb, age 18, hometown, Lebanon, Ohio. His scout rank is Life Scout, Troop 57 in Lebanon. Jacob made headlines by being honored with the 2020 Lebanon Optimist Club President's Volunteer Service Award. Jacob has helped prepare and deliver thousands of meals to local families in need, and he helped build and install a community blessing box which provides food and personal care items to those in need. Page 13, here's your Summer Olympics preview. Gymnastics, Simone Biles. Biles has already has 30 Olympic and World Championship medals. The Ohio native is the current world champ and is the most decorated gymnast in the world. Street skateboarders, Nyjah Houston. Houston has won 12 Summer X Games gold medals and was the overall champ at the Street League skateboarding competition for 5 years, including 2019. The Californian started skating when he was 4. Surfing, Kaloi Andino. The son of a surfing champ, Andino spent his childhood traveling the world and splashing around in his best ways while watching the globe's best surfers at work. Something rubbed off on him. His 9 National Scholastic Surfing Association championships are the most ever. As of press time, the Summer Olympic Games were scheduled to take place as planned. United States teams were not yet confirmed, so some of these athletes might not have qualified for the games. Track and field, Sydney McLaughlin. McLaughlin never lost a race, indoor or outdoor, in high school. That's part of the reason this now 21-year-old New Jersey native earned the title of Gatorade National Girls Athlete of the Year in both 2016 and 2017, and then won silver at the 2019 World Championships. Watch her in the women's 400-meter hurdles. Climbing Kyra Condie. A spinal deformation is not something you usually associate with a world-class climber, but Condie had just that, leading to an operation to fuse 10 vertebrae together. Now Condie is one of America's top climbers. Weightlifting, CJ Cummings. The United States hasn't won gold in this sport since 1960, but 21-year-old Cummings from South Carolina could change that. At 5'2", he broke 4 junior world records at the 2018 World Weightlifting Championships and won his 3rd straight championship in the 69 kilometers, 152 pounds category. Last year, he moved up a weight class and won another championship. Swimming, Michael Andrew. When Andrew went pro at 14, he was the youngest American swimmer to do so. Now 22, the son of South African immigrants, seems to be set to win some Olympic medals. His training style is controversial, called ultra-short race pace training. It has him in the pool for at the most 2 hours daily and swimming at competitive racing speed rather than the usual slower pace with more repetitions. If he scores big in Tokyo, you can be sure a lot more swimmers will try out his method. Canoe, Nevin Harrison. The 19-year-old from Seattle started canoeing 6 years ago and made the United States team 3 years later. In 2019, she became the first American to win a world championship in sprint canoe. And keep your eye on teammates Evie Lefarth and a 17-year-old who's also amazing. Swimming, Katie Ledecky. This will be Ledecky's 3rd Olympics. The Bethesda, Maryland native who joined her first swim team at age 6 already has earned 5 gold medals and a silver. She also holds the world record in 6 freestyle events. Water polo, Paige Hochschild. United States women water polo, the 2-time Olympic and 3-time world champs, won 69 games in a row before finally losing in January 2019. 21-year-old Hochschild is its new star, scoring 7 goals in 2019's World Championships. Swimming, Caleb Dressel. Dressel holds part of 9 world records. 7 of them are with relay teams and 2 are all his own. The 100-meter butterfly and 50-meter freestyle. The Floridian took home a record 8 medals at the 2019 World Aquatics Championships, breaking the record of Michael Phelps. Archery, Brady Ellison. Ellison has gone by 2 nicknames, the Arizona Cowboy, in honor of his home state, and the Prospector, in honor of his ability to win and therefore find gold. He is the world champion, world rank number 1, world record holder, and has won the Archery World Cup final 5 times, more than any other man. Track and field, Noah Lyles. Lyles has had such severe asthma as a boy that sometimes he had to be hooked up to a breathing machine. He also had attention deficit disorder and got bullied. Now he's one of the fastest people in the world, winning gold in the 200-meter run and the 4x100-meter relay at the 2019 World Championships. He also holds the world record in the 300-meter run. BMX freestyle, Hannah Roberts. When she was 10, Roberts broke her back riding. Even when she was lying there, she knew she'd ride again. Now the 19-year-old Michigander is on the bike 5 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's paid off with 2 straight world championships and now a chance to be the youngest American cycling medalist since 1912. Wrestling. Helen Marolis. She started wrestling at age 7 when her brother needed a practice partner. Now Marolis is the reigning women's Olympic gold medalist, the first in American history. However, in 2018, at a match in India, she suffered a concussion, which eventually led to post-traumatic stress disorder. She has worked hard to fight her disorder and get back into top mental and physical shape to go for gold again. Maratayawa is the official Summer Olympics mascot. The name means future and eternal in Japanese. Olympic organizers say Maratayawa represents a future full of eternal hope in the hearts of people all over the world. See the 2020 on the mascot's head. Last summer games were postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizers decided to keep the name Tokyo 2020 for this year. And fast facts. What? The Olympic Summer Games, a worldwide sports competition typically held every 4 years. When? July 23rd to August 8th. Where? Tokyo, Japan. Watch. On NBC and its family of TV channels, including its Olympic channel at NBCOlympics.com. New for 21. There are 4 medal events new to the Summer Olympics. Karate, skateboarding, surfing, and sport climbing. Baseball and softball are also back on the score sheet for the first time since 2008. Don't bug me. Try these tricks and gear for avoiding biting insects. Nobody likes bug bites, and some insects can spread serious diseases such as Lyme disease, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. You can avoid biting insects using this 3-part strategy. 1. Don't go where bugs are. And we will continue this next week. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed. And I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.